This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio is in full swing. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Right now, it is time to chat all things about cars, right? On this beautiful Friday. So let's move into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. What's better than a Benz, man? What is better than a Mercedes-Benz? I know you're thinking about it, but you got it wrong because it's another Benz. Our journalist, Preshewin Naidu, you know, had the privilege to drive the all-new GLA 200, and which we'll chat about briefly and see if it's worth the hype. It's said to be refreshed and more luxurious than ever, right? He'll then, you know, share his motoring tip and hot jam of the week, ensuring our weekend starts off with a bang. Welcome back, Preshewin. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm fantastic, and yourself? Thank you so much for having me, King Bash.
Oh, yes. I see you're all about the Benzo these days. What's going on, Preshewin?
I don't know, King Bash. I don't know. Maybe I might be their favorite. Who knows?
All right. So let's get straight into it. So first, tell us, you know, what's so different about the new GLA 200. And do you share, or can you rather share the price tag so we can brace ourselves?
All right. So let me be the bearer of bad news.
Oh, no.
Cosmetic revisions have been made, better technology, it is refreshed, but there was a few chinks in the armor that left me a bit phased. But let me digress. The price is starting from 914,000 Rand, but with all the optional extras, I was tamer, the AMG line package, the fancy 19-inch AMG wheel, the color, the driver assistance packages, the updated MBX system, all those kits and bells and whistles. Even a sunroof King Bash is like 40 grand extra. So what I was coming to was about 1,038,000 Rand for the big, baby Benz.
1 million. Oh, wow. Okay. It's a hard, hard pill to swallow, but let's keep it moving. Let's talk about the looks.
It's a tough one.
Tell us exactly what, you know, the subtle difference are from its predecessors on that.
All right, so it has a new front end grille. Looks quite good. Some LED headlamps have been added to the mix from front and back. It is wider and taller in its dimensions, and I believe they've added also, they call it underride protection for the body of the car in case you go, you know, gravel on off-road, or obviously not heavy off-roading, but, you know, the minor gravel paths and that sort. But I think the facelift looks quite daring, quite bold. It does definitely have a lot of class per se. Just, yeah, I think the price tag is still setting the tone for us, King Bash.
Still lingering in my head right now, Preshewin. It really, really is. But nonetheless, let's speak about, you know, the cabin build quality. You know, is it solid? And could one say that the German brand, you know, have elevated itself to new heights?
I think the cabin was a bit of a mixed bag for me. I expected more from the brand because I've driven the GLC, which was phenomenal. The cabin was amazing there. But this left me a bit sad. I mean, I noticed subtle creaks from the door panels to the air vent controls. Another mention was the shaky boot lid. But however, let me digress. It still has that luxury one would expect from the three-pointed star. Inside, it had that lovely AMG wheel, steering wheel, nice suede upholstery with some black leather trims, two modern 10.25-inch screens up front, powered by the latest MBX system. Very crisp, very easy to use, nice and good. Gone are the days of the touchpad in the middle, so one would have to use the steering wheel or touchscreen to use when navigating. It is a bit distracting at times, and sometimes it can be a bit finicky because you'll use the steering to control your song choices, and then you end up going to navigation. But I think one has to get used to it with all this modern flair and pizzazz. The speakers were good, but I did notice my one friend and I were listening to music, and we decided to crank up the volume. And then we were outside of the vehicle, and the car panel started to vibrate, which, of course, I was a bit thinking to myself, I was a bit embarrassed.
Like, is this a taxi or what?
Yeah, absolutely. And then some safety was the high beam assist, reverse cameras, but that's just about it, eh? That's just about it.
Oh, okay. So I can hear from the tone that it's not, you know, as excited as it was when you were driving the GLC. But let's speak about, you know, the pedal to the metal. What's this urban city slicker like to drive?
So it's not too bad, eh? It's quiet. It's powered by a 1.3-liter turbocharged motor, which, interestingly enough, is the same as the motor found in a Renault Clio. It also has a mild 48-volt hybrid system that gives an extra 10 kilovolts of power. It produces 120 kilowatts and 270 newton meters of torque. So the Benz is nice. It shifts so smooth. It has an 8-speed automatic transmission. One can't fault it. It's agile, nimble, and just, yeah, very good on its feet. You feel as though it's a nice, smooth cruiser. You're not really going to go quicker at all. I achieved 8.4 liters in city driving commutes and highway commutes. Mm. But overall, it's not a bad place to be. I liked it. I just don't know if the 1 million price tag for 1.3 liter turbocharged motor, I'm just trying to wrap myself a head around that, you know.
All right, now I hear you, Prashiva. And I mean, finally, who would be, you know, the target market for this GLA 200? And do you see it taking a spot in the good old garage?
That's a great question. So I think it's perhaps for the young professionals who definitely want that badge, but it's an entryway into the brand, and it's still based at the A-class, but one would have to expect a few one or two imperfections, as I've mentioned. But for me, not really. I think I would go for maybe the GLA 200D if it was for the diesel variant. I haven't yet driven that, but I do know that the diesel cars are much more sublime and enjoyable in that aspect. But yeah, King Bash, would I buy it? I don't know. I don't think I would.
That's the million grand question. That is the million grand question.
That's a funny one, yeah. That's a great question.
So let's segue to, you know, car sales, Prashiva. Who were the top performers last month? And what do you, you know, think about the future in terms of car purchases, given how expensive, you know, cars have become right now?
All right, so the top three performers we had last month was Toyota, which sold about 4,600 units. Hmm. Number two was Volkswagen, which sold 4,039 units. And number three was Ford, which came out third, which sold 2,898 units. The popular sellers, of course, in the bunch was the Ford Ranger. Hmm. Then you had the Hilux and the Fortuner, and then the Polo and the Polo Vivo, interestingly enough. And wow. I think for now, market is a bit weak. There's a bit of a weak demand for cars that still continues, but future sales may rise due to, you know, lower fuel costs and an expected lower interest rates. So let's brace ourselves. Let's see what the future holds.
Mm, okay, quite interesting. And as we close, Prashiva, please do share a motoring tip followed by Hot Gem of the Week.
All right, thanks, King Bash. So it is Friday, which means everyone is going to be out and about, which also means our friends in blue will also be out. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you do get stopped by the police, let's not argue or fight with the cops, as things can turn sour quite quickly. Mm-hmm. Cops can become easily agitated. So stay cool, calm, remember, pull off safely, be polite, cooperative, know your rights, provide the information that they need, and just stay calm. And ending off with Ngalu Jwala by DJ Melzi and Senzo Africa.
All right, Prashiva, thank you so much for taking your time to join us once again. Have a beautiful weekend ahead, my brother.
You too, King Bash. Have a blessed one, and listeners.
And that's how we wrap it up. That was Prashiva Naidu. You can catch him weekly at Eswatini Sunday for the latest car reviews on the blog.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.